Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Russia is claiming that Ukraine tried to assassinate President Vladimir Putin in an overnight drone attack on the Kremlin. Kyiv said it had nothing to do with the alleged incident. Richard Engel in London reads the Kremlin press release.
Last night, the Kyiv regime attempted to strike the Kremlin residence of the president of the Russian Federation with unmanned aerial vehicles. Two unmanned aerial vehicles were aimed at the Kremlin as a result of timely actions taken by the military and special services with the use of radar warfare systems. The devices were disabled.
A newly released video shows one of the drone strikes near a dome and flagpole. The small explosion appeared not to create much, if any, damage, and no fires were started. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with five counts of murder. A judge has ruled Representative Zoe Zephyr, the transgender Montana lawmaker, silenced after threatening lawmakers they would have blood on their hands for opposing gender-affirming health care for children, cannot return to the statehouse floor and participate in debate. Attorney General Austin Knutson said the judge's decision is a win for the rule of law and the separation of powers enshrined in our Constitution. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates another quarter percentage point in a continuing effort to fight inflation.
That raise would take the benchmark funds rate above 5%, which is above the rate of inflation. Bankrate's Greg McBride expects this 10th consecutive hike to be the last one for a while.
What the Fed would really like to do is look at the cumulative effect of all of these rate hikes, plus what they expect to see is further credit tightening and see that impact that that's having on the broader economy and specifically bringing down inflation.
Inflation was 9% last summer. It's expected to be 5% this summer, and the goal is to bring it down to 2%. McBride's advice, pay down your debt and boost your emergency savings. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former National Football League player for the Las Vegas Raiders, Henry Ruggs III, has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a fatal DUI crash.
Under the terms of the deal, Ruggs will plead guilty to charges connected to the deadly crash and serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. It was back in November of 2021 when Ruggs was going 156 miles per hour on a residential street and crashed into another vehicle, killing the driver and a dog inside. Ruggs' blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. He is expected to enter his plea at his next court appearance on May 10th. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. This month's astronomical event will occur on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got a great story for you. I mean, this is, I don't know how to tell you. I mean, because words just really can't express how much the story in one part says that you may look at it and say a tragedy on one hand, but yet on another, it is not. This is a victory. It is the new book from Zane Ejiofor, Asher. Where the Children Take Us, How One Family Achieved the Unimaginable. Zane, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Allow me to read the inside of the jacket, because this will give us a good foundation in our audience to understand the blessing of your family and this story. It's the spellbinding memoir opens with a woman receiving shattering news that her husband and her son have been in a terrible accident. In that instant, she becomes a widow immigrant left to raise four children in a neighborhood consumed by poverty and violence. There's tragedy in this tale, as I said, but it's not a tragedy. Her struggle awakens an inner strength that, coupled with the rituals of radical mothering from her village, leads to the family salvation. The fierce parenting style she adopts ultimately produces an Oscar-nominated actor, an Oxford-educated CNN anchor, a medical doctor, and a successful entrepreneur. This is a story that we needed to hear, and a story that will bless us, and I believe that will encourage parents, you know, all around the world, Zane. I cannot thank you enough for your family story and for you being faithful to share it with us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even just listening to your introduction there, it is a tragedy in a sense, because in September 1988, my mother was in the living room in our house in South London, and my father and my brother were on a long-distance road trip. And she was waiting by the phone, expecting my dad to call her to say, hey, listen, we're back. We landed at the airport. Come and pick us up. And so she knew what time their flight was going to land. And so she got ready, and she waited by the phone. An hour goes by, nothing. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, nothing. And she's sort of thinking to herself, okay, so obviously they missed their flight, but they can still call me to let me know that they missed their flight. Nothing would stop them from doing that. So she doesn't really understand what's happening. She assumes that maybe their flight was delayed or something like that, but she just really isn't sure what on earth could have happened. And then around 6:30 in the evening, the phone finally rings, and my mother answers, expecting it to be my dad, and it's not my dad. It's actually an extended relative in Nigeria, which is where my family is originally from, and where that road trip was taking place. And the voice of this extended relative basically says to my mom, your husband and your son have been involved in a car crash. One of them is dead, and we don't know which one. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I mean, you can imagine the sort of just gut-wrenching painful sort of devastation, the heartache, the sorrow, the fear, the anxiety mm-hmm. that my mother went through in that moment. I always describe it as an emotional earthquake. Father, my brother, yeah, they were in Nigeria because my dad wanted to teach my brother where he was from and a bit about, you know, our family background and our heritage. And they were traveling from Enugu, which is the town we're originally from, all the way to Lagos, mm-hmm. which is the sort of New York of Nigeria. And yeah. it's a six-hour drive, and somewhere, you know, along the freeway, the driver who was, you know, driving the car swerved into the opposite lane to cut traffic. And as the car veered around a bend, it was hit by a speeding tractor trailer. And everyone in the car died instantly, apart from one person mm-hmm. in the back seat where my father mm-hmm. and my brother were sitting. And so, obviously, as you know, it turned out to my father who had passed away. And, you know, the reason why I say my story has tragedy in it, but it's not a tragedy, is because what the book really is about is the fact that despite that sort of earth-shattering grief, that harrowing phone call, the fact that my mother went to Nigeria shortly afterwards, literally that night, having a flight in the early hours of the morning, without knowing who she was going to be burying, whether it was going to be her husband or her son.
She still didn't even know then at that point, right? She didn't even know that whether it was her. And meanwhile, she got a report, and she got reports that both had died. So there was all kinds of information, you know, coming her way to even, you know, add to the heartbreak, right?
Well, it was extended relatives initially thought that both had died. Then hours later, they had heard word that one person, i.e. my brother, may have survived. And then they heard again that maybe both had passed away. This is extended relatives in our village. And so they were still basically arguing with each other, trying to work out what had actually happened when one of them actually called my mother to tell her because, you know, hours had now passed since the accident and nobody really knew what was happening. And so they, one person called her and they made that harrowing phone call. And so the book, though, really is about just the fact that despite all of that, my mother carried us on her back. And, you know, I talk about in the book the fact that she was pregnant at the time of that phone call. She had three kids.
Exactly.
Pregnant with us. And she carried us on her back and fought with every ounce of her being to give us a better life, despite the fact that she is this, you know, an African widowed immigrant living in London, not much money, you know, because of her tough love, because of her sort of fierce parenting strategies, because of her discipline. You know, my siblings and I have now surpassed every expectation for a family in our circumstances. You point out that because of her, really, I'm now an anchor at CNN. My brother is an actor who was nominated for an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave. My sister's a doctor, and my oldest brother is a successful entrepreneur. And so the book really explains how she did it, and it is my intention that it gives people hope.
Well, you give us some insight into the Nigerian culture, because what your mother was left with was was her life experience the way she was raised, and here it is, everything was going to fall on her. I just can't imagine, you know, what all your mother was dealing with, you know, psychologically, much less, you know, realizing the responsibility. Okay, here I'm the head of the family, and I've got to take charge, and I've got the responsibility of the future of these four kids, and everything. Everything about her is now invested in her children, and look at the dividend that is released that blesses your family and everybody else that comes into your orbit. And dare I say, even the people who are listening to this interview today and those that will read your book, Where the Children Take Us, how they will be blessed because of your mother's commitment to her family and to her children.
Yeah, I mean, she did so many, and I am really in awe of her now because I'm a parent myself. I have two kids. They're very young, three and a half and 9 months. But now that I'm a mom myself, I am in utter awe of some of the things that my mother did to raise us after the accident. You know, immediately afterwards, obviously, you know, she was just devastated, catatonic. She would lock herself in her bedroom and we would hear screams and wails on the other side of the bedroom door. This lasted for a while.
Zane, I'll tell you what, I've got to interrupt you for just a second. We've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. Stay with us. We've got more from Zane Asher and her story, Where the Children Take Us, right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Zane Asher is with us, and she's telling us her story, which is really, you know, this is, I guess, a huge thank you, as much as a child could say thank you to their mother, this documentation and this story of yours, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely my way of celebrating my mother, celebrating the quiet hero that she is, and everything that she did for us. You know, I was mentioning before the break that you know, after the accident, it was a very difficult time for our family. She, again, wasn't really able to be present as a parent. One of my brothers especially went off the rails. He ended up, especially without a father figure, getting kicked out of school. You know, this was somebody who used to be a straight-A student who's suddenly getting into fights at school, yelling at his teachers. He's completely out of character. But he was 14, and he was searching for a father who wasn't there. But when that happens to my mother, when my brother gets kicked out of school, my mother being an African immigrant who sacrificed everything to go to England to give her children a better life and really valued the educational opportunities that England had to offer. And literally, education was the only reason why my parents moved to England in the early 70s. To see her son now get kicked out of school was a big wake-up call for her. And that's when everything changed. That's when she began to focus much more on discipline, much more on routine, much more on anything to keep us focused on anything besides our loss, our pain, the fact that we didn't have a father. And there were temptations out in the street, you know, especially for my brothers. And so, you know, she had all these sort of very creative strategies, one of which was she at one point asked my teachers for my school syllabus for the year, and she looked through it, and she figured out what I was going to be learning in, say, you know, a month or a few weeks, etc., and she would begin to teach it to me at home beforehand. I was only a child. I was in elementary school, and I had only just started school when my father passed away. I went to school, I think it was about 3 weeks later than the other children. Didn't feel like I fitted in. I just, you know, it was, even though I was very young, it was clear that our family was kind of coming apart. And I didn't really, even at that age, pay attention in school at all. My teacher spoke to my mother about it. And this was one of her solutions, to teach me ahead of time, so that by the time something new came up in school, by the time, you know, a new topic, be it, what are you learning about age, your times tables, you're learning to tell time for the first time, by the time my teachers taught it to me, I already had mastered it because my mother taught it to me beforehand at home. And that was really genius, to teach in advance in that way. Yeah, just one of many, many things that she did to put us back on track.
And I imagine in that process, it probably promoted healing within her, because this is the difficult thing, you know, when you are faced with a tragedy like this, is that you have to kind of let go of yourself. And we learned this along the way, in which your mother had exampled. Now, you know, she's putting your siblings ahead of her own grief. Amazing, this transition that takes place. Now, what led you and, you know, your siblings to the fields that you've excelled in?
Well, so many different factors. I mean, one of the things that my mother used to do for us when we were young is she would look for articles in the newspapers of black success stories, for example, of people who looked like us, people who are minorities, who had overcome something and soared, people who had thrived in their chosen professions. And this was a big building block for us in terms of self-esteem and confidence. So she would cut out these articles of black people who had thrived in their chosen profession, and she would plaster them to our wall, so that whenever we came home from school, we would be bombarded with image after image after image of black success stories. And the interesting thing is that regardless of what race you are, every child, actually every human being, has a tape that plays in their head about what they can and can't do.
Exactly.
You know, for us, it was to do with race, you know, being minorities growing up in England. So therefore, it's relatively obvious that every child has a version of that. And, you know, what my mother decided to do was to help us change the perception we have of ourselves.
As dictated by the culture.
You know, my right. parents came to England in 1970, 1971, at a time when, you know, people would put posters up saying, keep England white, you know. It wasn't as bad, obviously, in the late 80s and the early 90s, but, you know, it was still difficult to be an immigrant in that country, to be perfectly honest with you. And so she wanted to change the tape that played in our head about ourselves, about what we could and couldn't achieve. And so seeing all these examples of black people, of Africans who were, you know, musicians, who were singers, who were writers, who were poets, who served as role models that maybe we couldn't see and speak to and touch, but they were very, very present in our household nonetheless. That was a game changer.
Right.
And there were lots of other things she did as well.
Well, your mother did a lot to instill values in you and your family that you say you hold to today. I can't imagine separating, you know, from those lessons that were well learned, you know, at her knees, at her footsteps, and you know, and through your life with her.
Yeah, I mean, there were some lessons that you know, were a big part of my childhood that I kind of, you know, still incorporate into my life today, but they're not the easiest of lessons. One of the other lessons that my mother taught us was, you know, to divide our day into three equal parts. So, for example, there's obviously 24 hours in a day, and she would make us divide our day into three parts of 8 hours each. And she'd say to us, right, 8 hours to be spent sleeping, 8 hours to be spent in school, and the last 8 hours of your day should be spent working towards your dreams. And, you know, her whole philosophy was that generally everybody sleeps for 8 hours, you know, given generally everybody sort of spends 8 hours at work, you know. I mean, obviously people sometimes have multiple jobs, and of course it's not always possible to do that. But if, you know, if a person only has one job, generally it's usually for about 8 hours or so during the day. So the only advantage, she said this to us constantly, the only advantage that you have as a person, just in terms of improving yourself in your chosen field, the only thing that can separate you or would make you stand out from the next person is how you spend the last 8 hours of your day. To what do you dedicate your spare time? Because guess what? The first 16 hours of your day are already taken.
Exactly.
Those are already allotted and spoken for. You only really have, if you're trying to change your life, you only really have the last 8 hours. That's it.
Yeah.
And so that was also a game changer for us, because we began to really focus on how we spent our spare time, you know, and what sort of distractions lingered. It was especially important for my brother, who ended up becoming an actor, who would dedicate his 8 hours to rehearsing and practicing Shakespeare. I talk about a lot of that in the book. But, you know, these are lessons that even in my late 30s, I hold dear. I have kids now, and so it's kind of difficult when you have young children to have those, you know, last 8 hours of your day for yourself, because they're not yours.
Exactly.
They obviously belong to your children. But,
right,
you know,
exactly.
The idea of using your spare time, however little spare time that you have, you know, effectively, is something that, you know, was really important to us growing up.
Well, and you think of the West, we got about a minute and a half left here, and I wish I had more time with you, Zane, because I love your story. I love these golden nuggets of life that your mother, you know, inculcated in your family, and what you're sharing in your book here as well. It is going to be with some reticence to say goodbye to you, because I want to continue this conversation. So, but time being what it is, you know, especially in that last 8 hours, and having that discipline to honor that 8 hours, boy, the West could learn so much, you know, especially with our kids that have been overtaken by technology, and they find way too much time, right, and with things that are a distraction. Go ahead. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Yeah, no, no. So it's funny. I grew up at a different time. You know, I grew up in the late 90s, so there was only really television and phone. There was no Netflix. There was no YouTube. There was no Instagram. There was no Facebook. And so, I wish all the parents good luck with the 8-hour rule in today's world.
Yeah, without a doubt. Where the children take us, how one family achieved the unimaginable. And I'm telling you, read this book and get ready that maybe your family would be the next one to achieve the unimaginable, just like Zane and her family did. Zane Asher has been our guest. Zane, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. Bye-bye.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance. And in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with five counts of murder. May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. It takes place on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And for more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, yesterday, NPR, yes, our favorite publicly supported radio program. Anyway, the NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith proclaimed, people, this quote, people are choosing their news in part based on what they want to hear, and this makes us all vulnerable to conspiracy theories. That's interesting. What she did not mention is how NPR is ignoring Hunter Biden's appearance in court and its refusal to report on it. Tim Graham is back with us. He is the executive editor for Newsbusters at Media Research Center. Hey, Tim, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good.
So there's been no Hunter Biden sighting as far as NPR is concerned and other liberal media acolytes, right?
Well, this is what we get from publicly funded broadcasting. You know, they got very upset when Twitter said they were government-funded media, because I guess that's accurate. But they don't like the implication. And, of course, when Republicans are in charge, they're government-funded Democrats. And when the Democrats are in charge, they're government-funded Democrats. But
exactly.
It really is astonishing. I would love to interview Tamara Keith and just ask her, do you really think that you're not in a silo, that you're not in a bubble, that you don't have stories that you refuse to do? And this is part of the success formula for conservative media, because people are looking for stories that these people refuse to recognize as newsworthy when it quite obviously is newsworthy. And I think we all know that if one of Donald Trump's sons was in court on a child trying to reduce his child support payments for a child that Trump's refused to acknowledge was a Trump, you know, we all know how energetically these same networks would go after it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, when you think about the ratings that NPR generates, I mean, to her point, I mean, it barely passes the so what test. Who is listening to NPR, you know, for news, really?
Well, look, let's look at it this way. How much radio news is there anymore?
Yeah.
You know, at the top of the hour, most stations don't run it anymore. So in the radio news game, they're almost alone, at least nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have stations in major markets here in D.C. We have a news station, you know, WTOP. But, you know, there's not a lot of all news radio stations now.
Mm-hmm. No,
I would say this. I think on the left, NPR is big enough that liberal talk radio just never gets off the ground because there's already a national liberal radio network.
Well, yes, in that sense. But, you know, again, looking at what kind of ratings they generate, it, you know, compared to the, you know, possible audience, it almost doesn't pass the so what test. And so here we are as investors of NPR, as taxpayers, we invest in NPR. We're getting a lousy ROI, aren't we?
Well, it depends on what your, yeah, what's the point of your investment. I think that understand that NPR has stations all over the country in large cities and small. And when they try to cut their budget by 2% or something, they will say, well, you're going to kill our station in Sitka, Alaska. And you say, why on earth is there a publicly funded radio station in Sitka, Alaska? But
right.
That's how much of a network they have pumping out this daily liberal bias and propaganda. And so I just think it's funny, you know, NPR on the liberal side is perceived as, you know, the heart of journalistic integrity. Well, this again, the story on Hunter Biden, it's not just this case where they would try to say, well, what does the love child have to do with anything? Well, obviously the attorneys want to get into Hunter Biden's income. If he's going to
plead
poverty, they're going to say, well, where's all your money and how much money have you made off the paintings? They don't want to even start with that story.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a Joe Biden story. James Comer's been trying to make this point. We're not investigating Hunter Biden. We're really investigating Joe Biden. And how much money did Hunter Biden give to the big guy? This is
exactly
the kind of story that they've all decided is a conspiracy theory. And it's easy to say it's a conspiracy theory when you refuse to investigate.
Of course. Well, Tim, look at what happens. I mean, they've got to stop it here because the tentacles of this story goes into the White House, the Oval Office of then President Barack Obama. How does Barack Obama remain unscathed when his own vice president is up to his earlobes in his corruption, along with his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just to name a few?
Sure. Well, this is where you have to say this was a story that they're developing now, this whole story about how Biden was given this, you're going to be the Ukraine guy for us. And then suddenly Hunter Biden's getting millions of dollars from a Ukrainian oil and gas or a thing. He has no expertise in oil and gas. He certainly doesn't speak the language.
By his own
clearly
admission.
Clearly, that was influence peddling.
Of course. Yeah, everybody knows it was. And look at, you know, the audacity of the vice president and his son is that they can't even pay for their own ticket. He has to hitch a ride on a government plane. I think this is really bold.
I think I would say this, Bill. I think when he flies an Air Force Two with Daddy, he's doing the branding. He's telling his clients, this is who I am. This is the power I have.
Exactly.
It's, you know, and so remember, the liberal media either ignore this story or they treated it as a reason to impeach President Trump.
Don't you love the irony of it all? But that's, you know, that's politics, and this is why people are getting more and more disgusted with it. Speaking of disgust, 60 Minutes of Ray Epps' story raises more questions than answers on his right urging, right?
Here's what was fascinating about that to me. 60 Minutes suddenly decides to take up the story of Ray Epps, and most people might say, who is Ray Epps? Certainly the average American voter They might have watched hours of January 6th committee testimony and still never heard who is Ray Epps. CBS never mentioned the word Ray Epps in its reporting until 2023, 60 Minutes. And that's the fascinating part, is that suddenly they've decided, well, we need to make a martyr out of this guy. We need to make this a story not about January 6th or what Ray Epps did on January 6th. They made it a story about how Tucker Carlson's an evil person, has ruined this guy's life, and now he has to drive around the country in an RV because Fox News is evil.
Yeah, those MAGA Republicans, look what they're doing in maligning Ray Epps when there's clear video of him, you know, spurring on the crowd. And then you go, wait a minute, you're going out, you're throwing a dragnet across the country and arresting grandmas. Grandmas that are, you know, they're beyond retired, and you're arresting them and tormenting them. You're throwing men in jail all because of this protest, all claiming, you know, this faux reporting, this misinformation, that it was an insurrection. And it galls me every time they tie January 6th and they try to characterize it as an insurrection. It's like, wait a minute, we've already discussed this, and, we have... You know, ad nauseum. It was not an insurrection, but, you know, that's their story. They're sticking to it.
Well, and this is the other thing is, 60 Minutes is not going to do a big segment on Ashley Babbitt. Who
No.
is Ashley Babbitt, and why was she shot, and who was the guy that shot her? Who was the cop that shot her, and why was he not punished?
Yes.
They're not interested in that. This is where you say, when 60 Minutes gets out there, it's all about narratives. You know, it's not investigative journalism. It's narrative building. The same way that 60 Minutes, you know, devoted two loving segments to Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels. This is the same thing that they're doing. So it is funny to me that the January 6th promoters suddenly hop on this bandwagon this late in the game after all of their hearings are over and the Republicans sort of shut this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying every day to make January 6th a story. I don't know if you saw that this some guy's running against Ted Cruz, and his whole ad is January 6th. Democrats can't stop running on it.
No, they can't. And you know, you talk about Ashley Babbitt. What about Roseanne Boylan too? I mean, the story is there, but they continue to ignore the obvious in order to protect their narrative. Tim Graham, thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're 65 or older. And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
The music from Benny Sciarra and Empowered, and Jesus is the one. He is the one that can heal the world. Benny, always good to be talking to you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm inspired. I mean, I've been listening to Jesus Can Heal the World, and of course, Yahweh Nisi will play later. But wow, what a great cut, and a time that, you know, as I was listening to this, it reminded me, I don't know if you remember, but right after 9/11, actually just prior to 9/11, Michael W. Smith, you know, felt that there was this urging from God himself, the Holy Spirit, saying, look, you need to do a worship album. And he thought, man, I don't want to do worship. I really, you know, he didn't quite hear it as it was coming from God. But, you know, God being as persistent as he is, you know, he finally got his attention. And Michael incredibly assembled a group of top artists, named artists, flew them in, said, look, this is what we're going to do. This isn't about, you know, about me. It's not about you. It's just us. It's about worshiping Jesus, worshiping God. Little did he know that God was using that worship album as a prelude, as a preparation because of the coming months and what was going to happen in 9/11. And of course, this became the signature album, as you'll recall. And right. When I listen to your music and I see what's going on right now, I'm having that same sense, Benny, that, you know, mm-hmm. God has led you to this, you know, to these songs of worship to honor God because of what we're dealing right now in our culture. What do you say?
Yeah, I say you're onto something, Bill Martinez. So, and we've been friends long enough for you to know I wear not only my feelings, I wear my faith on my sleeve.
Amen.
So Yahweh Nisi, right? So I pray over all these projects. Right. And Yahweh Nisi in Hebrew, the Lord is my banner. And if, right. if, and I'm a big medieval history guy. I love all that stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, right. and if you think about it back then, there was a standard bearer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who led the armies to battle. Mm-hmm. So if you were in the army, the banner was something for you to get behind and follow. So you
exactly.
direction, right? Mm-hmm. However, if you were the enemy, you looked at it and said, oh, no, here they come. And it was right. a warning to the enemy that this army is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's kind of, when he was talking to me about this new album, he was like, so here's the deal. I'm sort of disappointed in the world right now. He says, but there's millions of people on the earth who call themselves Christian and the followers of Christ. My answer, my question as the Lord God is, where are you? Why are you silent?
Mm-hmm.
With all the evil going on in the world, and there's evil in high places of government,
no doubt,
school,
no
business,
doubt.
Everything.
Yeah.
And it's prevailing over even bad. And God says, I need a war cry. I want marching footsteps and just aggressive, and we're going to battle, and I need mm-hmm. my people to go to battle.
Exactly.
With
yeah.
me. And so I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, and that song, man, if you're listening to your car, please buckle up and set your cruise control, because it's going to get you stirred up in your spirit moving. And it has nothing to do with Benny DeShara or Empowered or what we're doing, much as what you were saying about Smitty. It's everything to do about what God is doing right now. And if you look in the world, he's trying to get everybody's attention
mm-hmm.
and saying, I need you to move in me. I liken it to this, Bill, if I can go on just a quick second. I was talking to a buddy of mine this morning about my Bible study coming up on Thursday, and it's going to be titled, I Can Hold It.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like you're on the interstate, and you're 100 miles from Atlanta, and you have to use the bathroom, and you see a little small exit.
Somebody told you my story?
Well, maybe. And so,
well, no, go ahead. I'll tell you the story. I'll share it with the audience after you, but go ahead.
So you see an exit that's got like a little Exxon or a little mini mart to it. And you know what you go? You go, you know what? I'm kind of hungry too, so I can hold it.
Yes.
And you drive down the interstate more, and you're looking for something in your mind that you think you want, by your body is saying, You need to go.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden you see one with some food stuff, and you go, it's not exactly what I want to eat. I can hold it. And you go, and then you get to a point where you see an exit coming up, and it doesn't matter what's on the exit. You're going to
yes.
stop there. So you're right. willing to give up. You're willing to give up something to satisfy something that could have been handled a long time ago. And for me, that analogy is like, I think God is going, I provided all of these stops for
exactly.
you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so why are you not stopping? And you know why? Because in your mind, you know better than me. And God right now is saying, listen, world, time is short,
mm-hmm.
and I need you to press in. Just open your mouth. For me, it's a stage, Bill, right? We have
yeah.
a fan. It's a party for Jesus. For you,
Amen.
it's your show.
Right.
For other people, it could be their office. It could mm-hmm. be their work site or whatever. But we have an opportunity to use whatever platform God has us in to mm-hmm. speak truth, to speak
exactly.
Him. And kind of that's where this whole new record, Yahweh Nisi, came out of. That's what God gave me. So we're having a ball with it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the story, a little sidebar. Okay, I'm going to take a second here to tell you about it. You mentioned we're in Atlanta, you know, the wife unit and I, and I'm driving, and all of a sudden we get detoured, as you do in Atlanta all the time. And
yeah.
we get detoured to go downtown Atlanta next to the basketball arena. There's a basketball game taking place, and now it's really backed up. Well, already before we got there, I'm already saying to her, we got to find a restroom. And there was no exits. There wasn't anything to go. So then, having experienced this before, I said, okay, let me see if I can find some sort of discreet place, because there's no bathrooms anywhere. There's just plenty of buildings, and I've got to find a discreet place. Well, meanwhile, I tell her, okay, look it, there's a place over here. It seems like I could manage to relieve myself, and go ahead and just pull over, and you know, kind of deal. So I just jump out of the car and head to the back of a building, and unbeknownst to me, a security guard's kind of observing, you know, that somebody is, you know, lurking around the building, and it was this young girl, and I said, I'm so sorry. I said, look, I've got prostate issues. We're stuck on this. She goes, oh, don't worry. We go, my dad does the same thing. Come on inside. And so she led me to a bathroom. And so when you were starting to tell this story, all of a sudden, you know, I started having flashbacks. Yeah. Because the other part of the story, Benny, is that she got caught up because the traffic took her off onto the freeway. Her brother lived 25 miles on the other side of Atlanta. And so she decides, okay, well, I'll just go get my brother because my brother knows the downtown. And I'm stranded. I have no phone. Fortunately, I had my wallet with me. And, oh, my God, it was episodic. Unbelievable. But anyway.
That's a great sidebar, Bill Martinez. And you know what I enjoy about our discussion, actually, is that we can talk about real-life stuff like it's nothing. You know, and I think that's the other thing God is saying right now. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what your personality is, because guess what? I created that.
Right.
All I'm asking you to do is use your personality for what it is and say whatever it is that you need to say, but say it for me. Point people to me, because this is an important time right now.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, the Euphrates is drying up and stuff. And if people aren't in the book, they don't even realize what's going on with all that kind of stuff. And so, and that's, God's saying, hey.
And you're right, Benny. I mean, the question's being called to people. You just can't go around and say you're a Christian and not be a Christian.
That's right.
I mean, this is like God choosing, you know, from Gideon's army. You know, he's got thousands of army men who answered the call that were getting behind the banner. And God says, I don't think so. And he goes from thousands to 300, right?
That's right.
And so, to your point, this is what God is calling people of faith to be in his word, to be prepared, because Yahweh Nisi is on the move.
It absolutely is. And guess what? Has been.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, as history would tell, and you really got to be dialed in to the history book of all history books, right? Mm-hmm. And you just have to be dialed into that to know what it is. So for us, it's fun because we get an opportunity to talk about some of this stuff from the stage in between the songs when we're talking that. So, like, for Yahweh, I'll give that example of what he spoke to that. Jesus can heal the world. Everybody's like, is it that easy? I'm like, listen, Jesus saved the world once.
Yes, exactly.
And now he can heal the world of anything that we're going through if people turn to it.
Well, Benny, we've got Yahweh Nisi taking us out. We got 30 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
That's awesome. Hey, I just pray for all your listeners, Bill, and for you that they come to know him and that they are willing to step out in faith and just watch the miracles God will do in your life if you do that.
Amen. And appreciate the power of his might. Not our might, Benny, but his might. Because
Amen.
He is faithful. Benny DeShara with Empowered. And, of course, we're hearing Yahweh Nisi as we wrap things up. Benny, God bless you. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
God bless you, too.
You live, what you make, or who you voted for. There are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr.